Welcome back to AM Colorado News Talk, 1310 KFKA with your host, Tom and Devin. Alrighty, Devin, joining us on the line as he does every month, Congressman Cory Gardner. Cory, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
We are awesome, thank you. Are you out on a tractor?
No, but I am in a car driving in northern Colorado, so I apologize if it sounds like I'm on a tractor.
We just wondered, you know, if you had a few extra minutes, you should be out plowing the fields or something.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Chores.
Well, you never know.
All right.
So get us up to speed, Cory. Last time we talked to you, it was right before all of the debate was taken. Well, it was in the middle of the debate, but before the vote had taken place on the fiscal cliff, quote unquote. Right now we're moving into debt ceiling negotiations. Republicans gathered for a retreat last week. So can you get our listeners up to speed? What's going on with the debt ceiling? It appears Republicans have a strategy to raise the debt ceiling for a short period of time. And just what is the thought process going on right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, going into the end of last year, Speaker Boehner put forward his Plan B. I was opposed to Plan B, spent a lot of time in the Speaker's office trying to convince me to vote for it, but I never would, did not support it, voted against the Senate's fiscal plan because it increased government revenue without doing a single thing to decrease the size and scope of government. Going into then the debt ceiling, we had an opportunity to force spending cuts and to force the Senate to pass a budget for the first time in nearly 4 years, and then to actually get the Speaker to agree to put forward a budget that balances in 10 years. The Ryan plan really didn't balance the budget until 40 years, and so we actually now have an agreement to pass a balanced budget in 10 years, force spending cuts, and force the Senate to pass a budget dealing with a debt ceiling that will be extended for 3 months. In the meantime, we continue to go back on the continuing resolution now and demand more spending cuts and make sure that we are actually locking in even more. If we continue down this road of these type of spending cuts, these dollar-for-dollar spending cuts, we will balance the budget in 10 years, and if we can do more, we'll balance it even sooner.
So, Cory, talk to us about some of your fellow congressmen here in Colorado are trying to essentially force Congress and Senate to do its job and pass the budget. One of the bills is no budget, no pay. I believe Congressman Tipton has brought that one up. But Congressman Lamborn's brought one up also that somewhat similar, but they're all calling for a balanced budget.
And that's what passed the House yesterday, saying, and that's what's going to force the Senate to actually pass a budget for the first time in 4 years. And, you know, again, it's just incomprehensible that the U.S. Senate would ignore the law and not pass a budget, the basic function of government. The House has done it for the past several years that I've been there. We're going to do it again, except the added benefit this year is we're actually going to pass a budget that will balance in 10 years instead of taking 30 or 40 years to balance. So we'll continue to have more fights on this. We're going to have another big fight on the continuing resolution as we demand more spending cuts, but I think we've locked them in. And when the debt ceiling issue comes up again in just a couple months, we're going to go back for more, continuing to make sure that we focus and force this president to actually cut spending.
Cory, let's go through some of those items and how you guys are getting to a balanced budget within a 10-year period. And joining us on the phone right now, 4th Congressional District Congressman Cory Gardner. So obviously the big accelerator in the budget, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, defense spending. What are you guys doing to get that under control and get us to a balanced budget in 10 years?
Well, and that's where the dollar-for-dollar spending cuts and debt ceiling comes in. If the debt ceiling is allowed to increase for every dollar you decrease spending, in 10 years the budget balances. If you continue down that path. So that's one way. But I think the better way, of course, is to actually pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, to pass a budget out of the House and Senate that puts a plan in place to balance the budget, to bring reform to the entitlement side of spending. And that's really where we are right now, and that's what we were able to successfully do yesterday, is to force spending cuts upon this president that are really going to hurt this president. He's not going to like them. And hopefully then he will start being more open to entitlement reform and reducing spending on the entitlement side.
So, Corey, let's take our listeners through this process, balanced budget amendment, any amendment to the Constitution. You've got one of two ways that can happen. The states can force it upon the federal government, or Congress can originate a balanced budget amendment and then pass it on to the states for ratification. How close in the Congress are we to having the votes to successfully pass a balanced budget amendment?
Well, we can get it out of the House, and I think we're very close in the Senate, and that's part of the agreements that need to be taking place with this budget. I mean, we need to have an agreement that says, you know what, we will allow this balanced budget amendment to go from Congress to the states for ratification. That obviously takes time to do that, because you can't just, even if you pass it out of Congress, the states have to vote on it and set it up through their election process. And so in the meantime, then we continue making sure we're addressing spending through the appropriations process and the budget process. So there are definitely votes in the House. We've got to get the votes in the Senate, and I think they're there. But that comes, I think, through the fact that we've been able to achieve these spending cuts now, and hopefully forcing them to recognize that's something that they've got to do.
And, Corey, do you have a feeling on how our Colorado senators, Bennett and Udall, will vote on this?
It's interesting that you bring that up, because Senator Udall, of course, has said that he supports a balanced budget amendment, but I think some of the balanced budget amendments that he has offered exempt a majority of the spending out of the budget. So we've got to have a balanced budget amendment that doesn't exempt spending.
Yeah, I was going to say, where does that equate in the same sentence? Because it's either balanced or it's not. You spend what's
right
in the budget, or you don't have a budget. That doesn't make any sense.
That's exactly right.
Devin's laughing at me.
Devin's over here with some hand gestures right now.
I am. That doesn't make any sense. Tom says I can't call anybody an idiot, but you can't have a balanced budget and then all this extra spending. That's dumb.
Now, if you read the Denver Post article about it, you would never have seen that. But when you read the actual language, it starts exempting spending. And again, if you're going on a diet, you can't ignore the calories.
Exactly.
All right. Joining us on the line right now, Congressman Cory Gardner. Cory, in the last couple of minutes we have left, what else is happening? There have to be some other issues other than debt ceiling and spending going on in Washington, D.C. Saw the farm bill was extended for 1 year. What's going to happen there?
Well, I think on the farm bill, you're looking at the Senate and the House will have to pass it again through their committees and onto the floor. The House version actually cuts about $35 billion worth of spending. The Senate bill reduces spending by only about $23 billion. So you're going to see some continuing talks and conversations about that. I think the House version could actually save even more money if it was allowed to go into some of the entitlements on the food stamp side of things and use that as a deficit reduction. The farm bill does eliminate direct payments. It eliminates countercyclical payments, and I think getting off of those subsidies is the right direction. The other things that are going to be coming up, of course, will be discussions on the president's inaugural address. You heard a very liberal president lay out a very liberal agenda, one that is focused on growing government, not saving this country from government, and that's going to set up a big debate over the next 2 years.
Well, and Corey, what about any of the gun legislation that's been brought up?
And the gun legislation, in my mind, won't go anywhere, and it shouldn't go anywhere. We should have conversations about preventing the next atrocity. I think that can be accomplished through addressing mental health concerns, but I do not think additional gun control is the answer, and I would vote against additional gun control.
Well, what is Congress going to do about the president's, I believe, 23 executive orders as it related to guns?
And a couple of things. I just signed on to a letter with a number of other members of Congress to the White House expressing our dismay that the president would circumvent and end run Congress over what clearly is a legislative issue. We also must consider legal action. And I think there will be others outside of Congress that consider legal action against the president should he do something like that. And then I think then you're looking at legislative action to overturn anything. The speaker has said that if legislation is going through, then it's got to start in the Senate. But I don't even think there's support for gun control in the Senate, and certainly not in the House.
I can't imagine there would be. Congressman Cory Gardner joining us on the line. Cory, always appreciate our time every month. And as those negotiations heat up on the debt ceiling, if you need to come back on air to talk to our listeners, feel free to give us a call anytime.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Tom and Devin.
Thanks, Cory. Have a great drive this morning.
Thanks. Take care.
This is AM Colorado News Talk 1310 KFKA with your hosts, Tom and Devin. Now over to Matt with a look at sports.